everybody. Welcome to another thickly accented episode of Songs in the Key of X. I'm your host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop, and I am an American. This is not my fault. I was born here. So just about everything I do or say comes from that reference point. However, I am not a barbarian. I do realize that it is up to me to be a world citizen and learn as much as I can about other cultures. For me, that involves listening to their music. So I'm doing my favorite songs from Australian bands this week. Oddly enough, just about all these songs are from the 1980s, which lets me know just how much catching up I have to do. So let's just dive in. Let's start things off. Hold on, let me get this. Hello?
G'day, X.
Oh, hey, it's my friend Jace Bell from Australia. What's going on, Jace?
So a little birdie tells me you're going to try your hand at an Ozrock playlist for your little fucking hipster internet show, are ya?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it hipster.
Listen here, cunt. If I fucking hear one note of Air Supply, I'll fucking brain ya. It better be a fucking solid stream of every song Bon Scott ever did with Aka Daka, Chisel, and the fucking Oils. And don't even try playing anything not on the first three albums, you fucking Seppo dog cunt.
Okay. I'm gonna rearrange a couple of things right quick. So much for that little river band song I was gonna play. Alright, okay, here we go. Okay, here's number five. From Sydney, that's Divinyls with Boys in Town. Now, in the States, we didn't get this song until 1983 as a track on their debut album, Desperate. But this song, and a few other Divinyl tracks, were on the soundtrack for the movie Monkey Grip. So Australia had been aware of Divinyls for a couple years before we were, and that's as it should be. Two main people in Divinyls, guitarist Mark McEntee and vocalist Chrissy Amphlett. Amphlett had tremendous sex appeal. That became a focal point for the band. She used to wear fishnets and a school uniform, and she used a neon tube on stage in the most phallic ways you can imagine. Very aggressive, very sexual. You can see it in the Boys in Town video. Hell of a front person. Boys in Town was Divinyls' first single. Now, Divinyls gained notoriety in the States in 1991 when they released the song I Touch Myself. Boy, did that tune cause a buzz. Lots of stations wouldn't play it. The band had the plug pulled on them in Texas during a live performance of the song. Why was this song such a shocker? But Cyndi Lauper's She-Bop barely raised a ruckus. No idea. That's stupid. I think every band should record a song about female masturbation. Sadly, Chrissy Amphlett passed away in 2013 from complications of both breast cancer and multiple sclerosis. Now, McEntee announced that he was reforming the band without Chrissy, obviously, in 2018. That idea was met with cries of bad taste from both fans and ex-band members. So 2 months later, the tour of the new Divinyls was canceled. Come on, how do you go on without Chrissy? She was the voice of Divinyls, and while this might not be their most famous song, it's certainly my favorite. Number four.
Whoa, rain finally cracked, and the Yankees went to war, and we peeled away the bandages and looked into the sore. Is there anybody in there? Is there anybody in there?
Frailty. That's Hunters and Collectors with Is There Anybody in There? A fine, Fine musical question. I am inclined to love any band who takes their name from a song by Can. And when they first started, Hunters and Collectors were an art rock band with krautrock leanings. There was just a big lot of noise and a horn section, and in the center of it was singer Mark Seymour. Seymour was also the principal songwriter for the band. And then, somewhere in the mid-80s, of course, they refined their sound. Still a rock band, for sure, playing the pubs, but they added keyboards, and Seymour's lyrics became more emotional and vulnerable. They never hit it big in the States, and it wasn't for lack of trying. They toured North America in 1990, but for some reason, they just never got over here. While Is There Anybody In Here is my go-to Hunters and Collectors song, their tune Throw Your Arms Around Me was named one of the top 30 Australian songs of all time by the APRA in 2001. They're one of the biggest and best bands most Americans have never heard of. I'd like to change that. Maybe this will be a start. Number 3. She's still dreaming through the summer. That is Ice House by the band Ice House, who used to be known as Flowers. So maybe this is Ice House by Flowers? I guess it depends on when you listen to it. It was Ice House by Ice House for me. I know this song got airplay on AOR stations here in the States, because that's where I first heard it. Late at night, dark room, song scared the shit out of me. The music is so dark and sparse, and the lyrics are not happy at all. This is an actively morose song, so yeah, of course, I love it. You know me. That's Iva Davies on lead vocals. Davies received the Order of Australia, which that's like being a knight, or a sir, or, I don't know, a district manager. I love Davies for writing the soundtrack for Razorback, the classic Australian movie about a giant killer boar. Ice House, the song, actually hit number 28 on the charts in the US. The synthesizer was just starting to come into its own in popularity, thanks to bands like Tubeway Army. Ice House made fine use of that instrument on this tune. I think this is a Prophet 5 keyboard? Don't quote me on that, I could be wrong. Anyway, Ice House had 20 top 40 singles in Australia and 8 top 10 albums. It's weird for a band to be popular and good, but Ice House somehow managed to do both of those things. Number 2.
I'm a wanted man in a California. I'm a wanted man in a Buffalo. I'm a wanted man in Kansas City. Wanted man in a Ohio. I'm a wanted man in a Mississippi. They want me in Oceania. Wherever you may look tonight, you will see this wanted. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who may not know at all who I might be if you ever see me.
Straight out of Victoria, that is Nick Cave and his band The Bad Seeds. The song is called Wanted Man. You probably figured that out. It's from the album The Firstborn Is Dead, and boy, if that title doesn't tell you how happy of a band the Bad Seeds are, then I don't know what to tell you. Cave's music, especially in the first few years of the Bad Seeds, took a lot from the blues of the deep American South. It was the perfect medium for Cave, who was basically just a skeleton with beef jerky on it, standing behind a microphone, singing for all he was worth. His music is fucking dark. He sings about huge concepts, life, death, religion, existentialism. Listening to Cave's music is like descending into a beautiful, evil hole in the ground. You're blinded by the genius, the delivery, the strange tribalism of it. Wanted Man is a 5-minute long crescendo with slide guitar, harmonica blasts ringing out like gunshots, drums that have no rhythm. It is horrifying and exquisite. There's never been anyone quite like Nick Cave, a poet, a man born to suffer, destined to walk the wastelands, only to come out on the other side a sage, a shaman, a man whose graciousness and kindness can only be born of facing the infinite and miraculously living to tell the sordid tale of his own redemption and the torturous path he took to get there. Albums, books, spoken word performances. He is the grim troubadour we desperately need. Number one. Hello.
Don't try taking the fucking piss and playing any fucking Men at Work, you sepo bastard.
Shit. Okay, now, number one.
Over on Kosciuszko. Driven back to Alice Springs. Endless storm and struggle haunts the spirit of the age. High up in the homeland. Celebration cross the land. Builds up like a cyclone. Now the fires begin to rage. No.
Australian band of all time, that is Midnight Oil with Kosciuszko. Affectionately known as the Oils in their home country, Midnight Oil has never shied away from political issues, attacking them head-on with pointed lyrics, forceful music, and a piss-off attitude. Lead singer Peter Garrett is, what, 32 feet tall? He's a giant man, bald as a cue ball, and he dances like he's having violent seizures, punctuating the music with jerky movements, think he's gonna fall over on his face at any time. Strangely enough, this song, Kosciuszko, is one of the only songs not to feature Garrett on lead vocals. He sings on the track, but he's not the lead guy. That's drummer Rob Hurst commanding your attention with his impassioned delivery. Kosciuszko is the highest peak in Australia, named in 1840. But the song talks about something older than Kosciuszko, so what could possibly be older than a damn mountain? Well, it's probably the Aboriginal people. The rights of the indigenous peoples of Australia has long been a passion of Midnight Oil's. Look at their biggest hit in the U.S., Beds Are Burning. It's all about giving the land back to the natives. Why the hell was this a hit here? Because we haven't done shit for the Native Americans. You know, we took their land and gave them smallpox. We're the greatest country in the world. We don't even understand our own hypocrisy. The song is from 1984's album Red Sails in the Sunset, the cover of which shows a painting of Sydney Harbor after a nuclear explosion. It's very possible that the Oils are not a party band. They're sarcastic and smart. But holy shit, even with all their inherent seriousness, with nary an ooh baby to be heard, there's nothing quite like Midnight Oil. And even if we in the States don't get all their odd-centric political references, we understand things like injustice and great songwriting with no effort. That's why Midnight Oil stands out to me. Red Sails in the Sunset is one of my favorite albums ever. Check out their 1985 concert, Oils on the Water, for one of the best performances ever filmed. You might be able to find it on YouTube, but you didn't hear me say that. Thank you for listening. Look, I don't always say it, but I always think it, and I'm greatly appreciative. Don't forget to leave me a comment about the show down at the bottom of the article. The comment section is right under the video links, which you can hit to listen to all this great Oz rock in its entirety. Keep reading Biff Bam Pop. look, even if I didn't work for the site, I would still think it's really good. Smart articles for intelligent people about pop culture and general geekery. And they let me foist this madness upon you. Go figure. Special thanks to Jace Bell for the timely phone call. Well done, you. Hail thyself. You've been listening to Songs in the Key of X. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin, and until next time...